It is my privilege to introduce to you the next member of Congress for the 6th District, Elizabeth Jensen. Come on up here, Elizabeth.
This beautiful weather is compliments of the Kentucky Democratic Party. So make sure you thank all of them for this great evening. And it is so wonderful to be moving here next to the Fayette County Democratic Party. But I want everybody here to know that this office is just not for Fayette County. The team here is going to spend the next few months doing everything we can to get our message out in every one of the 19 counties, to get the vote out in every one of the 19 counties, and not just for me, but for every Democrat that we have on this ticket. We have a great opportunity this year to make a difference to the Democratic Party, and it starts here. I first want to thank some of the folks who are here tonight, Coleman and Elaine and Andrea and Ramona and George. There are a lot of people who got on my bus about this time last year when we were first pulling out of the station. And it was a very small number of people who got on that bus. And I have to thank you because it has not been a smooth ride. We've had some flat tires. We've had to replace some spare parts. We have come really close to running out of gas quite a few times, but we are still going. And luckily, at every step along the way, at every bus stop, more people have gotten on the bus and made the ride a little more pleasant. And I hope that all of you will get on my bus. There's still a lot more room, and I hope that by the end of tonight, I can convince you all to get on my bus, and we'll save some seats for everybody else that's out there so that we can be on the bus together to get to Washington in November. For those of you that don't know me that well yet, I grew up in a hardworking American family. My mom's parents, my grandparents, both worked in meatpacking plants. My grandfather worked during the day, and my grandmother worked at night because she was able to get a job in a union factory, and she had benefits. My grandfather worked his entire life on a slaughterhouse floor without a single paid sick day. But even from their humble beginnings, they were able to buy their own home. They put their son through college and through law school. They still, by working hard, they had access to the American dream. And I have listened to folks in every county in this district, and they're worried about that. They're worried that their wages aren't keeping up with inflation. They're worried about debt. They're worried that they're not going to have access to the American dream. I am committed to Kentucky's working families. I believe now more than ever, if we're going to grow our middle class, it is important that the American worker has a voice at the table. We should not have families, individuals who are working 40 hours a week to take care of their family and still have to rely on entitlement programs, public benefits, just to make ends meet. It's not fair, and our workers are working too hard, and they deserve the dignity of being able to take care of their family when they're working 40 hours a week. I grew up in a family where both my mother and my grandmother had to work to make ends meet in our family. I've worked nearly 30 years. I've worked in nonprofit world, and I've worked in the for-profit world. And I can tell you, I have had the opportunity to experience wage discrimination. I worked for one of America's top corporations, and I was having lunch one day with one of my fellow colleagues who had the same job as mine. We had this exact same job description, but he had a much smaller division. And he casually told me how much he was making, because rightly so, he assumed I was making more money than he did. When I told him how much I was making, he punched me in the arm and he said, "You big schmuck, even Steve makes more money than you do." And Steve's division was smaller than both of ours. And I didn't say anything at the time. I went home because I don't negotiate well when my hair's on fire, and I think I didn't even go to work the next day. But when I did calm down enough to go back to work and talk to my boss, the first thing he said is, "You know, most women your age have one less zero in their salary." And then he proceeded to tell me, give me a break. These guys have mortgages and they have families and you don't need the money. And this was before I was married and before I had children, and I was the first person in the office in the morning and I was the last person to go home at night, and I volunteered for every task force and every project that there was, and I was so mad, but I liked my job, and like most women, many women do at that time, I put up with it. There are not a lot of mistakes that I feel like I've made in my career, but that was one of them. I did not stand up then, but if I have the opportunity now to play it forward for all the young women out there who are starting their careers, for all the women who are working 30, 40, 50 hours a week to make ends meet for their family, I am committed to making sure we do whatever we do to pass legislation to right that wrong. First and foremost, I'm a mom. I was blessed 10 years ago with a very exceptional child who is autistic and has a unique combination of intellectual and physical challenges. The things that we have to go through every day just to make it to school, he fights so hard, and he inspires me every day to make the most out of every day that I can and to be a voice for families that are struggling, whether it's a job loss, whether it's an illness, whether it's an accident. People struggle in our community every day, and I often feel like folks in Congress just think that you can pull yourselves up by the bootstraps and everything will be okay, and it's just not possible for a lot of families. And I think we need a voice in Washington, and I'm committed to do that. I am also committed to making sure that every one of your hard-earned tax dollars are accounted for and spent wisely. I will fight against irresponsible tax cuts for the wealthiest who need it the least. Just last Friday, Congressman Barr voted for a new tax break for businesses that will add another $287 billion to the national debt. These giveaways to businesses are why we never seem to have enough money for the things Kentucky families need. We must provide for our veterans. We must protect Social Security for our seniors who have earned the right to retire with peace of mind, and we must provide the best possible education for our children. I've spent almost a year listening to folks in every one of the 19 counties in this district, and what they're telling me is we need better paying jobs. We need the education and the skills to get those better paying jobs. We need health care, and we need government that works, and we need government that works together. This is why I'm signing this pledge today to reject the wasteful perks that we have in Washington and to get Congress working together again. Our Congress is broken, our government is spending too much money, and our debt is too high, and Washington politicians like Andy Barr are out of touch with Kentucky's hardworking families and our day-to-day concerns. I want Andy Barr to be a better congressional representative. I really do, in the amount of time that he has left anyway. That's why I'm not only signing this pledge to reject wasteful perks today, but we've also invited Congressman Barr to come and sign this also. That would at least be a step in the right direction for the next few months. So let me tell you what's in this pledge. And I apologize, I got to spend the day yesterday with my son and I lost my glasses in the lake. So I've had to go back and forth. I refuse to send taxpayer-funded campaign-style mailers. Andy Barr has spent more than $192,000 on taxpayer-funded campaign-style mailings. Who's gotten one of those in the mail? Yeah, well, you all paid for those, so I hope you like them. He spent $192,000 on taxpayer-funded campaign-style mass mailings from his congressional office. That's more than 10 times more than any other of our congressional delegates. I vote to end taxpayer spending on first-class airfare for members of Congress. Andy Barr voted against a measure that said representatives could no longer travel in first class with taxpayers footing the bill. I will refuse to accept campaign contributions from banks and investment houses that receive taxpayer bailouts. Andy Barr has accepted tens of thousands of dollars from bailed out banks that he's going to use to say bad things about me. We all know that that's going to be coming sooner than later. I will also refuse to hold secret meetings with lobbyists on taxpayer time and will publicly disclose my congressional calendar. Andy Barr refuses to post his meeting schedule, including meetings with lobbyists and big banks who are contributing to his campaign. I will join Kentucky families and get insurance through Kentucky Connect. Congressman Barr voted again and again to repeal and defund Kentucky Connect, which means he's also voted to keep the perk of taxpayer-funded health care for members of Congress for their entire lifetime. The perk has been taken away, but Andy's voted 19 times himself to get it back. Barr, along with Mitch McConnell, have voted again and again to end Connect, to let insurance companies drop coverage, deny care, and charge women more. I support Kentucky Connect because I've been listening to folks all across this district and it's working for them. Small businesses are saving money, people are getting coverage for the first time in their life, people who have had pre-existing conditions are getting covered. We're going to have a healthier workforce, we're going to have a more productive workforce, it's going to be a good economic driver. Kentucky Connect is the right thing for our state. Andy Barr has voted again and again to cancel those insurance policies. According to my most recent conversation with the governor, over 500,000 Kentuckians are now enrolled when you include the new Medicaid numbers. And he does all this while he's taking contributions from the insurance industry. He voted for a reckless budget that would end Medicare as we know it, forcing our seniors to pay thousands of dollars more. Everywhere I go across this district, people tell me we set the bar too low when we elected Andy. I'm pledging to bring different values, Kentucky values, to a broken Congress in Washington. That's why I'm signing this pledge today. I'm kind of thinking about the Republican convention with the empty chair sitting there, and Clint Eastwood talking to the empty chair. I'll let Barr sign first if he's here. Garland, Hale Barr, after you. Oh, he's not here, so I guess I'll just go ahead and sign it myself. No more wasteful perks. Thanks to all of you so much for coming tonight. I really appreciate you being here. It's going to be a really exciting few months, but we have a lot of good momentum. We have a lot of great things going on. We've got good numbers, and we have a really good opportunity to win this race. But I need all of you, all of the Democrats on the ticket need you. Please join us. Yeah.